Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You having any of it?
Pedro Fernandez.
Quiet.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, for an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, we talk combat sports. Boxing first up, of course, HBO Championship Boxing Night coming from the revamped Los Angeles Forum. They turned it into a church about 10 years ago. It was one of the greatest fight arenas in the United States. No question about it. Fights coming there every other Monday. And, of course, that was live on Sports Channel back in the 80s and 90s. But that program went belly up, of course, when the Lakers went to the Staples Center and the Lakers left the Forum, so the Forum was just destitute. They turned it into a church, and now they turned it back into somewhat of a boxing arena. Tonight, Juan Manuel Marquez and Mike Alvarado duke in the main event on HBO Championship Boxing, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time here on the West Coast. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a heavyweight champion, not named Klitschko. I kid you not, Berman Stiverne. Remember that name, Berman Stiverne. He can punch. Got some flaws, but he can punch. We'll talk about that. Now he took apart Chris Ariola right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can tweet us. Twitter using the hash mark Ring Talk. This is Ring Talk, and we are live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Traveling in the off-season can save you money. That may sound obvious, but how do you know when off-season is? This is Pauline Frommer, editor of Frommer's, with the answer straight ahead, brought to you by Hotels.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If your hotel balcony lacks a railing and a floor, it's probably just a window. If you're going to L.A., don't book a hotel room in Tallahassee. If you want to book hotels from your mobile device, use the Hotels.com mobile app. But you can't use it until you download it.
For a limited time, get a coupon to save 12% off your mobile app booking. See App Store for code and details. Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Off-season can vary by destination, but it's almost always while school is in session. Or travel just after peak times, the weeks immediately following big holidays, to get great deals in otherwise pricey locales. And remember, Hotels.com is the obvious choice when you're looking to book a great hotel room at a great price.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. and you are now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Boxing is an unnatural act, because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left, you don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain, like a sane person would do, you step into it.
Sounds of the mighty Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We are 7 days removed from the WBC heavyweight title going down on the USC campus. That's the University of Southern California, near L.A. Bottom line is that at the end of six rounds was all about Burmeister Verne. He's, of course, a young Haitian man, 31 years old. And, of course, he was taking on Chris Arreola. Chris Arreola, of course, the Mexican-American with a pretty good heart, but a pretty big gut. And I think that's what sort of his downfall. In other words, the lack of conditioning. And I'm not talking about for this fight. I'm talking about throughout his career. See, because I think what happened to him was he suffered from the Riddick-Bowe syndrome. Let me tell you about the Riddick-Bowe syndrome. All of a sudden, you know, you're losing all this weight to make weight. In other words, you're starting off like at 280, 290. Bowe was starting off at 280, 290 and coming down to like 225, 230 and stuff like that. Early on, he was coming down from like 240, 245, okay? Same thing with Arreola. You go up there and wait, then you have to cut weight for every fight. Sometimes it takes its toll. You know, Roberto Duran lost a few fights in his career, but a lot of them were due to the fact he didn't make weight properly. You know, in other words, he starved and didn't try. I mean, Roberto went through all kinds of eating episodes as far as his professional boxing career. Of course, he started off at 122 pounds and fought as heavy as 168 pounds. But straight up, you know, somebody asked me the other day, what's Duran doing? I said, well, he's working with some people in Miami, still going back and forth to Panama. And, you know, pound for pound, without a question, Sugar Ray Robinson included, Roberto Duran was the best fighter ever. There's just no doubt about it. I mean, when you look at the defensive skills, the fact that he was able to move up in weight and win championships, I mean, linear championships at 135, at 147 pounds. Then at 154, he held the WBA title. Then at 160, he held the linear title when he beat Iran Barkley in that 12-round decision in the snow in Atlantic City. So the bottom line is, being able to beat world-class guys, and Barkley would go on to defeat Jerry Coetzee. Of course, he was a former WBA heavyweight title holder from South Africa, of course, back in the days of apartheid. But Barkley would go on and beat him as a heavyweight. That's how big Barkley was. Iran Barkley, a guy that belongs in the Hall of Fame, the Blade Barkley, 168-pound IBF champion, WBA 175-pound champion, beat Thomas Hearns once, knocked him out. Boom! I mean, like the third round, Tommy was hitting him so hard, I could hear Iran, like whining. And I'm not capping on him or anything like that, trying to put him down. That's just what it was. I mean, Tommy was ripping shots to his body, just ripping them, okay, up against the ropes of the Las Vegas Hilton. And Iran came off the ropes with that big right hand, hit Tommy on that China chin, and it was all over. The WBC middleweight championship changed hands. Of course, Roberto Duran would beat Iran Barkley in his next fight. But Tommy Hearns went and fought Iran Barkley again at 175 pounds when he held the WBA title, a title he took from the 1984 Olympic silver medalist Virgil Hill, and he lost that title to Iran Barkley on a decision. So Barkley beat him twice. But yet you don't hear Barkley being brought into the Boxing Hall of Fame. You know, I mean, no. Just, you don't hear it. And I don't understand why. I mean, yeah, he fought too long. Yeah, he fought too big. But, you know, Iran, I'll be honest with you. This is what he told me when I first met him. First time I ever met Iran Barkley. Walked up to him and said, Iran Barkley, my name is Pedro. He goes, although my name was Iran, I never did. And his eye was hanging open from a cut that Tommy had just laid on him, okay? So he's always a straight-up guy. I mean, he's the nicest guy in the world, but he couldn't do nothing but fight. You weren't going to see him working for Apple Computers. He wasn't the customer service type, although he was friendly. There just wasn't a place for Iran Barkley outside of boxing. So boxing's ignored him. I mean, he still lives, I believe, in the Bronx. And boxing is the upper echelon. They just ignored him as far as the Hall of Fames are concerned, because anybody that can beat a Hall of Famer twice, knock him out once, and then come back and beat him again, I think deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I really do. When you look at Iran Barkley's record, the fact that he won two world titles at two different weights, take that back, three different weights, okay, and beat Tommy Hearns twice, I think he deserves some accolades for that. I really do. Iran Barkley for the Hall of Fame. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. Back to last Saturday night's fight, of course, HBO Championship Boxing, Southern California. Berman Stiverne, and that's the way he wants his name pronounced, Berman Stiverne. His promoter, Don King, the loquacious one himself, will be here tomorrow. I just talked to him on the phone. He says, Pedro, call me up tomorrow morning. So we're going to talk Stiverne and his future with the wire-haired wonder on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, that begins at 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific time as well, just like the Saturday show. Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. Same thing on Sunday, but for Sunday, we roll for 2 hours from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Straight up, Berman Stiverne showed he can fight, showed he can punch. He's got technical flaws, I think, that can be exploited. And I think Mr. Klitschko, Vladimir Klitschko, being the thinker that he is. In fact, the late Emanuel Stewart, who trained him, told me, the guy overthinks. He just thinks too much. That's what he accused the Klitschko brothers of being, overthinkers. In other words, never willing to just do something spontaneously, like throw a set of combinations. They got to think about it before they do it. It's not always the best, but when you're 6'7", you can get away with that kind of stuff. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Guess what? Tomorrow we've got a kick butt show, especially in the MMA segment. Get this. Gilbert Melendez, El Nino, the former Strikeforce lightweight champion, the man who lost a very, very controversial decision to then lightweight champion of the UFC, Benson Henderson, last year. He'll be on tomorrow's show, and we're looking forward to that. Of course, El Nino, the highest paid lightweight in UFC, take that back, in MMA history, because he was making big bucks when he was with Strikeforce, when he was fighting out of San Jose. I think his contract was coming. Dave Meltzer told me he was getting some like $250, $270 a fight. And these other guys are getting like, $80,000 to fight, $90,000 to fight, fighting in the UFC. So when he went over to the UFC, he had an opportunity to either fight in Bellator or the UFC, and he picked the UFC, and we'll talk to him about that. Why tomorrow? We'll also have some quotes from Dana White tomorrow regarding testosterone replacement therapy. And I know how I feel about that. I'm not into it. Anyway, the bottom line is Berman Stiverne is the WBC heavyweight title holder, having taken that title from the politically aspiring Vitaly Klitschko. Of course, Vitaly Klitschko resigned from boxing. He wanted to run for president of the Ukraine. He saw where that got him. He backed out. He's got another guy running instead, and we'll see what happens. Because the bottom line is, the political atmosphere in Ukraine, they poisoned the last guy that was president there, I remember, with plutonium or something like that, put it in his coffee. So there's some dirty dealing going over in the Ukraine. I don't know if I'd want to be involved in the political mess. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing, mixed martial arts. Lots of things to talk about. The UFC, of course, Bellator tonight. We'll talk MMA about that. We've got the fights on HBO tonight, of course. Juan Manuel Marquez. How old is old? I mean, the guy's 40, going on what, like 64? Let's talk about it. 1-800-878-7529 or Twitter using the hash mark Ring Talk. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself?
Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, that's the way it goes, one in, one out. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. What's that you're playing?
Oh, just a little something of my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, I don't.
You played it for her, you played it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Touch Connors. That's what his name was when he was at UCLA and played basketball for him. Talk about Mike Connors. Now, still alive, but the star of Mannix back in the 60s and 70s. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Want to mention this. We added Marty Dakin to the Wall of Fame this week as far as ringtalk.com is concerned. We have a Wall of Fame and a Wall of Shame. And when it comes to like West Covina, California, where Marty's from, if you have a pothole or a street light that's out or maybe a howling dog at 4 o'clock, you don't call the police or the city council. If you want something done, you got to call the facilitator himself, Marty Dakin. Of course, a referee since 1967. He stopped refereeing in 2003. He's in the World Boxing Hall of Fame, and he's done some incredible stuff. I've been around the world with him. Of course, he's mentored two great referees in Jack Reese and Pat Russell. So Marty Dakin is added to the Ring Talk Wall of Fame at ringtalk.com. Of course, the Ring Talk Wall of Shame, it's got a few members as well. In fact, I'm going to start adding more members each week to that edition, that part of ringtalk.com. It's sort of been ignored. And the reason why I ignored it is that Some people just aren't worthy of honor. I mean, there are people around that aren't worthy of honor. So if I can honor you, if there's something in particular that you think that you've done that you deserve to be on the Wall of Fame, let me know. No question about it. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Now, tonight, Juan Manuel Marquez. What am I supposed to think about that? I mean, the guy's 40 years old, 40 going on 90, okay? And he's slow. He doesn't really have sharp reflexes anymore. I mean, all he's got really is a name, and he's fighting at an unnatural weight as well. I understand this fight was something like 144, and I think both guys came in at 141 and change. Talk about Mike Alvarado and Juan Manuel Marquez set to do battle tonight in the revamped Los Angeles Forum, which is in Inglewood, California, which isn't in the greatest neighborhood in the world. And that's why they sort of stopped doing fights there. Okay, and they started, the NBA got out of town, and of course, when it got out of town, got out of Inglewood and went downtown to the Staples Center. Okay, so the Forum, like, it just became abandoned. And then it became a church, and it was a church for a long time, and I still think they're holding religious services there. Wow, it's a big arena to have a church in. Anyway, but the bottom line is now they're going to do some boxing there, and they've got the first card returning there in a long time tonight. Of course, Juan Manuel Marquez and Mike Alvarado. And the man on the line that used to cover the Southern California fights before he moved to Las Vegas, KP, Kevin Perry, Juan Manuel Marquez. Is he really deserving to be in a main event considering he just lost his last fight on HBO?
I think he's definitely deserving.
Okay. What does he bring to the dance at this stage of his career besides the name?
I think he brings the Mexican fan base with him. He brings a pretty good skill set. He is probably a little bit past his peak, but as far as boxing ability, I think he's a much better boxer than Alvarado. Alvarado seems like he's more of a conflicted fighter between boxing and brawling, and he can kind of get caught when he's conflicted in that manner.
You know, that's a good way to put it, conflicted, because I see he's indecisive. I watch him when he makes his moves. He really doesn't know what to do. He doesn't go in there. And, of course, this is a guy, now, no knock on Colorado, but there are a few guys I know that could fight. Something wrong with the water in Colorado. Okay, the few guys that stand out for me is Lightning Lonnie Smith and Ron Lyle. And then Sonny Liston, I think, he spent some time in Colorado as well. But he's really from St. Louis. So just those two guys. Somehow Colorado is just not the boxing hotbed that you would probably not think. Anyway, Mike Alvarado is from there. He's lost two fights, of course, having lost to Brandon Rios and then beat Brandon Rios in a rematch. That first fight, did he just get clipped? Was that a lucky knockout, or was it a good whooping?
Alvarado's fight with Brandon Rios?
Yeah, the first one.
I think he probably tried to brawl a little bit too much, and he did kind of get caught. It might have possibly been a early stoppage, but he was hurt pretty bad, but he never went down. So it's questionable, but I think the second fight he fought Rios in a smarter manner. And the thing with Rios is, I mean, if you fight him a second time, I think he's pretty easy to figure out because he's very one-dimensional. Although he does have some boxing skills, it almost seems like the Brandon Rios I saw 4 or 5 years ago who fought Anthony Peterson, who actually showed a good tap and box, kind of turned into just a straight brawler for some reason or other, but he does have boxing skills. But Alvarado picked up on that, and the second time around, he decided that if he just doesn't stand and trade with him, he can win the fight on points and just box him.
When Alvarado entered that fight, that last fight with Ruslan Provodnikov, he looked at the weigh-in. I have never seen a guy look that drawn maybe since Johnny Owen. And Johnny Owen was a bantamweight champion, ended up dying in the ring. But he was the skinniest. For his frame, he was just so skinny, his bones were sticking out of his face. He didn't look healthy.
Yeah, he didn't look healthy, but I don't think if he was even in his the best condition, he would have beat Provodnikov. Either way, I think the style that he has is kind of tailor-made for Provodnikov type. If you're going to beat Provodnikov, you got to be somewhat slick, able to kind of move your head and, kind of make him miss and make him pay and kind of move around quite a bit. Alvarado cannot box for 12 complete rounds. He's got to kind of slug it out every now and then. And defensively, he's just not he's not an elite defensive fighter. So once he gets in these exchanges, he tends to get hit quite a bit.
Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com is our guest, folks. Of course, Berman Stavern. I just can't get his name right. For some reason, I spelt it wrong. I put a G in it on the internet. Somebody said to me, can't you spell? And anyway, he is a WBC heavyweight title holder. He was impressive with that win over Chris Areola. He's got power, and it looks like in both hands. And you know what? I don't care what anybody says. I think if he gets rid of his technical flaws, in other words, holding that left jab as low as he does and holds that back up where it should be, protecting his castle, I think he's got a little shot at Klitschko. I would give him a little shot there.
Yeah, I'd give him a shot there. And I think one thing that needs to be said regarding, you know, how he does that up jab, I don't necessarily think he's going to fight Klitschko in that manner. I think he's the type of fighter that he's gonna know going into training camp that he's going to have to change his style up a bit and fight with a different game plan. I think that type of fight, the way he fought Areola, was the way he was supposed to fight that fighter. I think when he fights, or if he fights Klitschko, he's going to kind of have to fight probably a more inside fight. He's more than likely going to have to be coming forward. He's not going to be in a position where he can try to counterpunch Klitschko, and it's kind of hard to counterpunch somebody who's got such a reach advantage. So he's going to have to close the gap, and once he gets inside of Klitschko, he's got to let his hands go. And I think that's the biggest thing when you're fighting somebody like Klitschko. Once Klitschko tries to grab you, you got to start firing shots, kind of like Joe Frazier. You can't let him tie you up. You got to make sure that you anticipate him trying to kind of tie you into a knot, as I would say. And I think that's the strategy to give yourself the best chance at beating Klitschko.
Boxing returns to the scene of the crime. Do you remember the story? Did I ever tell you the story about the L.A. Forum when Gerardo Martinez had somebody spray lubricant on the bottom of his shoes and he got in the ring and he slid all over like he was on ice skates and ended up getting stopped in a WBC title fight? Did I ever tell you that story?
No.
All right. I can't remember the date now. It's in the 90s. Jack Fisk and I, the godfather of boxing writers, we fly down to Los Angeles to watch Gerardo Martinez out of San Jose, California, something like 22-0, 17, 18, whack, somewhere around there. I think he was the NABF champion. Challenge Raul Ribeiro Perez for the WBC 118-pound title. This is the main event. So he has leather boxing shoes. And he gets in the ring, and before you know it, I mean, as soon as the bell rings, he's sliding all over the place. It was like his feet were oiled up. I kid you not. So I'm sitting there ringside, and I'm freaking out. I can't figure out what's going on. And I recommended they just take the shoes off. That's how bad it was. He ended up getting stopped. He didn't land too many decent blows because he couldn't get any footing. But as it turned out later, as I did an investigation for the FNN network, Financial News Network, which had a sports part at that time, and Arnie Rosenthal was involved. And I did an investigation and brought the shoes to a chemist in Silicon Valley in San Jose, California. And the chemist told me that the shoes had been treated with WD-40, had been treated with a lubricant. Imagine that, somebody getting into your room and treating your shoes before a championship fight with lubricant. Now, guess who did it?
Who's that?
His trainer. I kid you not. Pancho Lopez did it. Mike Carr, the manager of Gerardo Martinez, told me about it. Of course, he is the taco baron, the man that wins all those Zagat Awards and things like that for his burritos here in San Francisco in the Bay Area. But, yeah, he told me that Pancho Lopez admitted on his deathbed that he greased up the shoes. And he was asked why. He wouldn't give a reason. But the bottom line is, imagine that, your own trainer greasing up your shoes. Listen, you can't hear about that anywhere else. I mean, those kind of stories are unique not only to me, but to boxing in itself, because you don't hear that kind of stuff in sports. You don't hear about guys taking the spikes off guys' shoes in baseball.
Oh, no, it's just boxing. I think that's one of the intriguing things about boxing is because boxing is kind of considered the red light district of sports, there's just so much controversy, and a lot of that adds to the mystique of boxing. You never really know what's going to occur, and also the fact that a fight can end at any moment. I mean, somebody can hit the chin lottery, as some would say, or, you know, you could hit the home run. You know, the home run that wins you the game at any moment. So that's one of the things that makes boxing the great sport that we love.
Okay, so are we looking at a Marquez win tonight or an Alvarado win?
I think Marquez is going to beat him, and I just think Marquez is a better fighter than Alvarado. And Alvarado, he kind of gets drawn into these slugfests.
Yeah, but plus Kev, you got to give those top-ranked guys credit when it comes to picking matches. They don't pick too many matches their guys lose, especially on the comeback trail.
Well, yeah, but you got to remember both these guys are coming off a defeat, so it's definitely important for a guy to come out the winner. So it's not a situation where one guy's coming off a big victory and another guy's coming off a loss. But as far as Alvarado goes, I mean, that fight he lost to Provodnikov, I mean, he took a brutal beating in that fight.
Kev,
and then he had those two fights back-to-back with Brandon Rios where he really took a beating also. Even the one he won, he did get hurt quite a few times. So I'd say even though Marquez is older, he seems to be a little bit fresher and he's a smarter fighter.
Good enough. Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. Marquez, Alvarado tonight, the main event on HBO Championship Boxing. This is Ring Talk live worldwide.
How would you like to get in shape today? Now you can. With the new iRow Smart Band, you can monitor and track your daily activities and calories. The simple, state-of-the-art 3D sensor helps you lose weight and get fit. Just connect iRow to your smartphone or tablet and start seeing results today. Using colors that track your activity levels, you can share your progress with friends and family and even compete with them in a fun new way. With iRow, you'll be able to control your weight and stay healthy and happy. Check out iRowNova.com. That's I-R-O-N-O-V-A, iRowNova.com.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
When you really break it down and you look at it, it's science. You know, as you get older, your testosterone starts to get lower. Science has figured out a way to get it back up to even. But in like all things, when money is involved, people will find ways to cheat. And even though this thing is legal, people have figured out how to cheat on it. So it has to go away.
Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. That was Dana White, the president, the czar of the Ultimate Fighting Championships. Of course, vice president. What is he? VP at Zuffa? Zuffa Sports? Where Zuffa Sports, the parent company of the UFC, and of course they bought up Strikeforce, they bought the World Extreme Cage Fighting, they bought up all the little franchises per se, and have their very number one product. I mean, MMA is growing, and the UFC is behind that. Of course, they've got Ultimate Fighter shows going in multiple countries. I mean, all over the place. You've got UFC 173 coming up. I'm talking about Renan Barreiro, of course, taking on TJ Dillashaw. The Brazilian hasn't lost, and I think somebody said since like 2005. I mean, he's like on a 15 or 25, almost like a 20-fight win streak. The guy's an amazing animal. But the bottom line is, TJ Dillashaw's young, he's green, maybe too green, and I think Barreiro's going to win here. Of course, so we're talking about the UFC 173 main event. Speaking of main event, tomorrow, the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide will feature El Nino, Gilbert Melendez. Pound for pound, maybe the best lightweight in the world. Of course, I thought he beat my buddy Benson Henderson last year in that battle, I think, that took place in San Jose, California. It was on Fox Sports. I take it about on the big Fox network. And I thought he won 3-2. I thought it was pretty clear, but the decision went the other way. And the bottom line is Gilbert Melendez just signed a contract with the UFC after being with the discussions with the Bellator Fighting Championships. Of course, Bellator goes on Spike TV. Bjorn Rebney is their CEO. He's a guy that's very, I wouldn't want to live next door to him. Put it that way. Dogs that live next door to him end up dead. I'll just say that. I kid you not. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And speaking of Bellator, they've got a big card coming up next Saturday. Of course, Rampage Jackson and King Mo, and I'll get into that in a little bit. But this UFC 173 card, I am truly, truly impressed, folks. I really am with the Brazilian fighter. And who is it? I mean, pound for pound, is he the best? I mean, there are so many good fighters right now in the upper echelon of MMA, mainly the UFC, because they are like the number one franchise and all that kind of good stuff. But, I mean, you've got John Jones. You've got Barao. You've got Aldo. I mean, you've got all these different guys. Cain Velasquez. I mean, these incredible fighters that all could be number one pound for pound. They all could be. You know, speaking of number one pound for pound, the ex-number one pound for pound guy, George St. Pierre, haven't heard nothing from him. Of course, he got into that little verbal tiff with Dana White after losing the welterweight championship to Johnny Hendricks in a second fight. Of course, the first fight, when they fought the first time, a lot of people thought that Hendricks deserved to win that fight. He says, Dana White said, look, he only won one round, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the bottom line is, Hendricks ended up taking the welterweight championship away from George St. Pierre, of course, the longtime reigning champion. George St. Pierre has been silent in the press for that screaming he did about the drug testing for the UFC event that didn't happen. He wanted that desperately. They wouldn't give it to him, he said, of course, talking about the UFC. But, you know, everybody's going to have a bit of complaint. I mean, people complained about George St. Pierre possibly being on juice for years. I mean, he had that juice-looking body. And, of course, he also put the grease on his body when he fought BJ Penn, not once, but twice. That's right, twice. Remember, he was caught. I mean, they showed his father or somebody was rubbing Vaseline on him, and every time that, you know, Penn went to grab him, Penn being a smaller guy, every time Penn went to grab him, Penn he just got slipped away. He just got away. It was like a slippery seal, like playing football with a watermelon that's all greased up. Okay, it just ain't easy to do. Okay, so BJ Penn complained about that. The UFC said, yeah, that was wrong. The athletic commission said, yeah, that was wrong, but they never changed the decision or anything like that, and the winner eventually was George St. Pierre. But George St. Pierre, very quiet of late. I expect him to come out of his shell in the next month or so. I do. I'm just hearing rumors from the north that he's about to do something, and it may not be regarding fighting. Of course, he is the longtime 170-pound champion, a record holder. I mean, I was looking at his buy ratio the other day, man. He was like killing them. I mean, he was pulling in 500,000 homes like way, way back, and, you know, like when UFC was happening. I mean, that's when it was George St. Pierre that helped carry this, you know, he carried the flag. After Tito Ortiz, it was him that sort of like was the guy that sort of took care of business. Now, King Mo, King Mo, glass jaw, bad chin, saw him get knocked out, remember, on Spike TV. Of course, a lot of these fights have been on Spike TV, and you can watch the live prelims at Bellator.com this Saturday night. And of course, the main event or the main card goes on at 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time, and I'm not too impressed with either King Mo or Rampage Jackson. I mean, how much Rampage could be left in Mr. Jackson at this point in time? I mean, he's well into his 30s. Okay, he's had all those wars, and of course he had the emotional breakdown when he drove all over the city of Los Angeles dragging a 20-foot billboard of himself, and the police were chasing him, and he wouldn't pull over. Remember that? Dana White got him out of that. But anyway, King Mo, not a good shot taker. I mean, when Bellator and those guys signed him, Bjorn Redmi and those guys signed him, they thought, oh, man, we've got ourselves, you know, a guy that can compete in the UFC, a guy that can box. I mean, he was thought to be like the complete deal, but he wasn't. He really wasn't all that much because you got to be able to take a punch. And like boxing historian Ron Marshall, he said this applies to both boxing and mixed martial arts and that everybody's got a glass jaw until proven otherwise. That's a good schedule, don't you? I mean, that's a good philosophy, don't you think? Everybody's got a glass jaw until proven otherwise. Of course, Rampage Jackson's been beaten up. He's been knocked out. He's got that dog chain around his neck, and he's going to make 205 pounds for this. But that's probably his biggest accomplishment, I think, making 205. I think making the weight, I think, is going to be the biggest accomplishment here for him because, you know, King Mo is probably the better athlete at this point in time, but King Mo's got that bad chin. So how's it going to flow? One way or the other, it's going to figure this fight is not going to go five-minute rounds, okay? Michael Chandler's on the card. He was there. Take that back. He's fighting for the interim lightweight championship. Bad dude. Bad dude. I mean, he's got a good wrestling base, but he is really a bad dude. He's one of those guys that could fight in the UFC if need be. And Tito Ortiz, the manager of Chris Cyborg Santos. And speaking of Dana White and Ronda Rousey and Chris Cyborg Santos, all that kind of good stuff, Ronda is off filming the movie Entourage, according to Dana White, and she won't be back, and they won't schedule her for anything for quite a few months. Okay, but when Cyborg Santos was brought up to Dana White, Dana sort of just laughed it off. He said, why do you keep bringing her up? You know, the last time I saw her, she had failed a steroid test. You know, she said she can't make 145 pounds. At least that's what her manager, Tito Ortiz, said, that she would die. It would kill her to make 135. And, of course, Dana and Ronda Rousey say, well, if you can make 145 taking steroids, you can make 135 not taking steroids. That's the rationale there. So they're looking for opponents for Ronda Rousey, and obviously doesn't look like Chris Cyborg. Unless Dana's swerving here. Unless there's a big swerve going on, because I know he is in with the people that the Invicta folks that Cyborg is fighting for. I know he does have somewhat of a decent relationship with them as far as when he being their farm club, you know, moving things from the women's championship over to the UFC. Now, the UFC, of course, has got Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey, the former Strikeforce champion. Of course, as I said, going to star in this new movie, The Entourage. I thought it was a TV show. I thought she was going to do the TV show, but no, she's going to film the movie. And, you know, for those guys like Scott Cuddy that says she wouldn't make it in Hollywood, she's going to make it in Hollywood. She's going to make it in anything she wants to do. That's how determined. That's how smart. This is no bimbette. Okay, this isn't. This is not a bimbo. This is a one smart cookie. She looked at the at how to promote herself, and she realized that, you know, nobody was really stepping up and pulling the old Ric Flair or the Muhammad Ali type of thing and talking out loud and getting people's attention. So she started doing so. And she ended up getting, you know, reaping worldwide attention before she was even really a significant factor in MMA. She's only had nine fights. She's unbeaten. I mean, Liz Carmouche took her into that hold and had her on that, I think it was a rear naked choke, and slapped it on Ronda, and Ronda powered her way out of that. That's frightening. Because Carmouche was considered the stronger of the two fighters, and she just powered her way out of it. She is the real deal, but she's not going to be around too much longer, as I said, because she's doing this movie Entourage. This is going to take her out for 4 or 5 months, okay? And I don't care what you say when you're fighting. She said it on the show. I've got an interview with her saying just that. I need to concentrate on fighting. If I do a movie, that's 4 or 5 months in which I'm not concentrating on fighting. Remember, somebody's trying to take my head off here and when I do fight, so I've got to be 100%. And that's what she was talking about a couple of years ago, because I pushed this Hollywood stuff on her long before anybody else. I said, well, you know, I think you've got the crossover ability to make to become the biggest MMA star, and I think she still does. And I think she needs a couple of super fights to do so, and I think she needs to fight on network television. I keep going back to this, but, you know, the folks at the UFC, they make so much money on pay-per-view. Because, you know, if you imagine this. If a pay-per-view card is $40, okay, and you get 1 million people to buy a pay-per-view card, that's $40 million, right? All right, now we turn it around this way, okay? The cable company is going to get 50%. So now you've got $20 million. You made $20 million. Would you give that up? Could you get $20 million from network TV? No. Could you get $20 million from HBO? No. That's why these fights are on pay-per-view. They're making big money. And, of course, these upcoming Bellator 173, Dillashaw and Barreiro, I don't think the number is going to be all that good because Dillashaw, a lot of people don't think he's got much of a chance. He is an American, and Barreiro being the Brazilian icon that he is, I'd like to see him step up in weight. All these guys that have dominated, you know, these lower weight classes, maybe they all need to step up 10 pounds. That's what it's all about, 10 pounds. Really, stepping up 10 pounds and doing their thing. Of course, Jose Aldo wanted to step up and fight Pettis, and now it looks like my guest tomorrow, Gilbert Melendez. Did I mention that? Gilbert Melendez will be here tomorrow. That's right, the great Gilbert Melendez, El Nino. Oh, no question about it, he will be here, and we'll talk about his future. He is signing the contract with the UFC of late, and so will a guy by an undefeated fighter, Dave McCod. He's going to make his UFC debut at UFC 173, and he trains out of the MMA lab. So the bottom line is we'll have two MMA guests tomorrow on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the show starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. 11 a.m. Pacific time, we do an hour of boxing, then we do an hour of MMA. And then on Saturday, the Saturday show, which you're listening to right now, airs at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and we combine both an hour of boxing and mixed martial arts. So it's set in stone. November, the Mexico City Arena, of course, the USC going to Mexico for the very first time as far as on any level, and they're going with their heavyweight champion, a Mexican-American, a guy that can speak a little Spanish. I'm talking about Caín Velasquez or Cain Velasquez, of course, the man that's never lost never lost a minute of a round, ever. I kid you not. I mean, he got knocked out by Junior Dos Santos. Boom. That was real quick in the blink of an eye. But he had never lost a minute of a round. He hadn't lost a round, okay, ever. I mean, the guy's for real, as is Daniel Cormier. I keep trying to get Daniel Cormier on the show, and Kyle Kingsbury keeps telling me, yeah, I'm working on it, I'm working on it. Kyle, where's Cormier? We want Cormier on the show. Of course, the undefeated, now light heavyweight, former Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion, the man to beat Josh Barnett, Frank Mir. I mean, those are two former USC heavyweight title holders, and he beat these guys at about, I guess about 218, 220. He wasn't the dieting type. He ate a lot of junk food. He ate pizzas. He ate tacos, things like that, just like Chris Arreola of boxing. Anyway, the bottom line is now he's watching his diet. He made 205 once easily, and he's got an upcoming fight again at 205 pounds. And the hope is that somewhere in early 2015, he might be ready for a mega fight with John Jones. Of course, the world 205-pound champion out of Atlanta, GA. Jones, of course, looking so good against Glover Teixeira. That was an amazing fight, five rounds of dominance. He did his spinning back fist. I mean, there was nothing that John Jones did that he didn't shine at. I mean, he shined for five rounds. I mean, and Glover's a decent fighter. A lot of people thought that Glover was going to be able to force the issue and take it to the champion, okay? He tried to. He tried. I mean, he tried to back up his, you know, his mouth. But when you're getting pummeled and you're getting beaten in every aspect of the game, I mean, you just can't win it. There was no facet of the game he was winning. He was going, damn, well, losing striking, losing wrestling, getting lit up here. What am I going to do? I'm going to try to go the distance. And that's what I think that Glover ended up doing, just trying to go the distance after about 3.5 rounds of trying. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. This segment, of course, we are live Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I blinked and I cured my brain.
The beautiful voice of one of the godfathers of soul music, Mr. Rick Stevens, of course. I'll be doing some YouTube stuff regarding Rick's new album in the next week or so, and I'll let you know about that when it's up there on YouTube.com. Of course, I do other things besides boxing. In fact, there's an interview with myself and the great L.J. Reynolds, lead singer of the Dramatics, at YouTube as well. Speaking of UFC 173, I mentioned the aforementioned Danny Cormier. He's taking on Dan Henderson. And this is in Las Vegas, and that at the MGM Grand. So Henderson, one of those guys who was taking testosterone replacement therapy that Dana White said was out. And, of course, Nevada's, you know, made that illegal. He can't take it anymore. So he's on his own here. He's like 41 years old. Good luck there. I think Cormier is going to light him up like a White House Christmas tree. Robbie Lawler is on the card taking on Jake Ellenberger. Ellenberger, an exciting fighter. Lawler always brings it. And, of course, Lawler, one of those guys that's sort of like a gatekeeper at welterweight, 170 pounds. In other words, he's not quite good enough to be champion at this point, but he's like the one, two, or three guy. That is UFC 173. And, of course, wow, on pay-per-view. Are you ready for this? 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time next Saturday night. I've got to mention this because that's what I do here, MMA. Bellator MMA, Rampage Jackson versus King Mo. Of course, that's the main event. Michael Chandler in the co-main event. 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time, only on pay-per-view. You can catch the prelims at Bellator.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez, and I thank you so much for spending some time with me here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. Don't forget, we are Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep fighting the good fight. And don't forget the website, RingTalk.com.